1460 WVOX.
Stay tuned for Building Knowledge with Building and Realty Institute host Jeff Hanley. Mr. Hanley is the Associate Director of BRI. And every Friday morning at 11:30, you'll have the opportunity of learning to build your knowledge about planning, insurance, environmental regulations, and everything you need to know on the local level to build your knowledge. Here now is Jeff Hanley.
Good morning and a happy Friday to all. We welcome you to Building Knowledge with the Building and Realty Institute, the official radio show of the Building and Realty Institute, which is also known as the BRI, as well as the Builders Institute. I am Jeff Hanley, Associate Executive Director of the BRI and your program host. We thank you so very much for joining us this morning on WVOX 1460 AM, as well as worldwide on WVOX.com. We are coming to you live from the studios of WVOX 1460 AM in New Rochelle. And again, we thank you for joining us. For first-time listeners, we will explain what the Building and Realty Institute is. Our association is a building, realty, and construction industry membership organization. The BRI is composed of more than 1,800 members in 14 counties of New York State. Those members are involved in virtually every sector of the building, realty, and construction industry. The BRI represents our members and the building, realty, and construction sector on a virtual 24/7 basis. If you are involved in building, if you are involved in realty, if you are involved in construction, we are most definitely the organization for you. And we are marking the 72nd anniversary of our formation throughout 2018, a fact we are happy to acknowledge. On behalf of the BRI's Board of Trustees, our Executive Director Albert Annunziata, and our Director of Membership, Maggie Collins, we thank you once again for joining us on Building Knowledge with the Building and Realty Institute. The title of this morning's show is The Insurance Ramifications to Employers Regarding New York State's New Sexual Harassment Prevention Law. Our guest is Jason Schisciano. Jason is co-president of Levitt First Associates. Levitt First, which is based in Tarrytown, is the insurance manager for the Building and Realty Institute, as well as all of its component associations. Jason, many thanks for joining us this morning and phoning in.
Hey, thank you for having me, Jeff.
You're very, very welcome. Why don't you give us an overview of Levitt First and the services that it offers the building, realty, and construction industry, as well as the general business sector? Let's start our program with that.
Sure, Jeff. As you mentioned, we're located in Tarrytown, New York. We're insurance brokers for property and casualty insurance and the advisor for insurance to the Building and Realty Institute. We provide insurance and bonding for construction contractors and all types of real estate, including condos and co-op apartment buildings, rental apartments, industrial and office buildings. And then we also do insurance for general business, like restaurants or manufacturing, distribution, as well as personal insurance for successful families. And although we're based in New York, we have clients around the country. And we think that, you know, we're a unique agency and that we've got a very great and large staff of 65 people. So we're a large agency, but we're also family-owned, and we're able to provide a boutique level of insurance service. And finally, we're very proud to be approaching our 50th year in business. We were founded by David Levitt and Alan First in 1969.
And we might want to mention that the Building and Realty Institute and Levitt First Associates are longtime partners going back to the 1950s. And on behalf of the Building and Realty Institute, I can honestly say that has been a very productive and positive affiliation.
Agreed.
Okay, great. Jason, moving on to the new New York State law, the new law that covers sexual harassment prevention. Can you explain to us what the law mandates? Let's start that way.
Yeah, sure. Just by way of background, Jeff, this law is a new law in New York State that was put in place last month, probably arising in part out of the Me Too movement and the understandably increasing intolerance for harassment and discrimination and improper treatment of anyone, including employees, and New York's desire to be out front on social justice issues like this. So what the law says is that it's called the Sexual Harassment Prevention Law, and it applies to all employers in New York, regardless of size, regardless of type of employees, all employers. And it requires, it's several parts. It requires a sexual harassment prevention policy, so a written policy that's been presented and available to all employees. It requires that the policy be made public to the employees, that they're advised of the policy, and the policy must have a complaint form or a way of reporting alleged incidents to the employer. And then coupled with that, employees must be trained annually starting next year by October 9th of next year, and then annually thereafter, all employees must be trained on the sexual harassment policy of the company.
And as you mentioned earlier, Jason, this is for all employers in New York State, regardless of how small, how large your business is. This is for all employers. They must be in compliance with these mandates, correct?
That is correct. If you have five part-time employees or one full-time employee, it doesn't matter how small you are, this applies to all employers.
And this is very serious stuff. This is the most comprehensive law in the United States aimed at preventing sexual harassment in the workplace. So, again, this is very, very important for all employers, regardless of your size. In terms of insurance issues affecting this situation, Jason, can you review the insurance policies and the insurance steps that employers should have in place as a result of this new law here in New York State?
Yes, of course. Sexual harassment incidents, so allegations of sexual harassment, fall under an area of insurance called employment practices liability insurance. So this is an insurance policy that covers things like harassment, also abuse, molestation, discrimination based on age or race or sex or discrimination, and even things like wrongful termination. So the key thing here, that even if you're an owner of a company and you're confident that, you know, you're never going to do anything that violates sexual harassment laws, can you say that 100% for all of your employees? And probably the answer is no, since you can't control all of your employees. So even if you want to have protection against these types of claims, especially for incidents that you have no control over, and your company needs an employment practices liability insurance policy to provide you with a legal defense and any judgment against you that would fall under, for instance, a sexual harassment insurance claim.
Okay. Good summary. We had a discussion at a board of directors meeting of our cooperative and condominium council earlier this week, and it is the opinion of Matt Personas, who is labor counsel to the Building and Realty Institute, that boards of directors of co-ops and condos do not need to take the training. They do not need to be involved in that training. We just wanted to stress that because we've had several calls to the BRI this week. So again, in the opinion of Matthew Personas, he is labor counsel to the Building and Realty Institute, members of boards of directors of co-ops and condos do not need to be involved in the training, but they do need to implement a policy. However,
right,
go ahead, Jason.
Yeah, I mean, to that I would say a couple of things. First of all, the failure of a company or an association or a co-op to actually implement the policy and present it and train for it, that in and of itself can lead to a more severe insurance claim against you or liability claim against you, because if you didn't do the training and a situation does arrive where someone says that they were sexually harassed, the fact that you didn't do the training is only going to make the matters worse, since the training was a legal requirement. And the other thing I wanted to say on condos, co-ops, community associations, I had just mentioned the importance of having an employment practices liability insurance policy to address these types of claims. That coverage is typically built into the directors and officers liability insurance policy for a condo or a co-op or a community association. The employment practices is part of the directors and officers policy.
Otherwise known as D&O insurance, and I'm sure most people know that, right? D&O insurance. So that's definitely a good thing to know. You're listening to Building Knowledge with the Building and Realty Institute, the official radio program of the Building and Realty Institute. We thank you for joining us this morning on WVOX 1460 AM and WVOX.com. I am Jeff Hanley, your program host. I am also the Associate Executive Director of the Building and Realty Institute. Our guest this morning is Jason Schisciano, co-president of Levitt First Associates. As we mentioned earlier, Levitt First Associates serves as the insurance manager for the Building and Realty Institute and all of its component associations. And again, we thank Jason for joining us. If any of our listeners have questions on this very important topic, please feel free to call us here at the studios. We are at 914-636-0110. Again, that number is 914-636-0110. We would love to hear from you. We are broadcasting live this morning from the studios of WVOX 1460 AM in New Rochelle. Jason, can you explain how sexual harassment claims can extend outside of the traditional employee-employer relationship?
Definitely. When you think about sexual harassment claims, there's basically three ways that a claim could present. So you could have a claim where an employee is accusing a manager of harassing them, or you could have a claim where an employee is accusing another employee, an equal, let's say, for harassing them. Or, to your point, you could have a scenario where an employee harasses or is alleged to harass an outside party, like a client that's visiting the office, or a vendor who's around the workplace, or even a bystander, for instance, on a job site. So if you have a scenario like that where the allegation is being made by somebody that's not part of the company, that gets into a different type of insurance coverage called third-party liability insurance. If you do not have this third-party coverage on your employment liability, employment practices liability policy, and an outsider, a third party, accuses someone in your company, an employee of your company, of sexually harassing them, then your insurance policy will not respond.
Got it. Okay. Again, good points. There is a New York State website, Jason, that covers these extensive topics. Would you like to give the address? Would you like me to give the address?
I'm happy to give it. And at the end, it might be easier for people to Google New York State sexual harassment policy or New York State sexual harassment law. But the website is www.ny.gov/combating-sexual-harassment-workplace, and then there are tabs there for employers and for employees.
If anyone needs that address repeated, please feel free to contact the BRI at 914-273-0730. We would be happy to either email that link to you or, of course, dictate it to you over the phone. Jason's correct. That's a very lengthy website address, and it can be tough to get down quickly. And again, please phone the BRI. We'll be happy to help you in any way of accessing that address. Again, our BRI number is 914-273-0730. This is a very complex topic for sure. So I wanted to mention The BRI has a bi-monthly publication called Impact Newspaper. Jason Schisciano and his co-president at Lever First Associates wrote an excellent article in the October-November issue of Impact on this topic, as did Matthew Personas, chief labor counsel to the Building and Realty Institute. For those wanting access to those excellent articles, and again, they're very, very well done and comprehensive, simply go to buildersinstitute.org. You'll see the homepage of the Building and Realty Institute. Hit on Impact News. Scroll down. You'll see a link, OCT-NOV. Hit on that link, and you'll see the two articles right there in the current issue of Impact Newspaper. Very, very good summaries, no question about it. It's 11:48 on Building Knowledge with the Building and Realty Institute here on WVOX 1460 AM at WVOX.com. I am Jeff Hanley, the program host of Building Knowledge with the Building and Realty Institute. Our guest this morning is Jason Schisciano, co-president of Levitt First Associates, insurance manager for the Building and Realty Institute. We are covering the insurance ramifications to employers regarding New York State's new sexual harassment prevention law. Jason, since this is such a complex topic, let's, again, for maybe some listeners tuning in a little later from the start of the program, let's repeat the basics, okay? Number one, when do employers have to be in compliance with this new requirement? Right. What is the compliance date?
The compliance date is October 9th of 2019. That's the date by which you have to have your policy, your company's policy prepared. It has to have been presented to your company, and you have to have had done the initial training for all your employees, which then needs to be annual. And by the way, the question we haven't discussed yet, but it should be discussed.
Okay.
How do you do the training? There are a variety of ways to get this training done, so that, in fact, a number of very cost-effective ways to get the training done that would not be financially burdensome to a smaller company. I mean, obviously, you can hire any number of training firms to come in, or an attorney to come in and do the training in compliance with the state. Arguably the most effective, because it's interactive and face-to-face and perhaps more lengthy, but certainly most expensive. The other extreme would be the state gives you everything you need to implement and comply with the law right on the website. So there's a model sexual harassment prevention policy. It gives you all the steps and instructions for tailoring it to your company, presenting it to your employees. There's a complaint form available, and the components or requirements for the training, which can be done by a representative of your company. It can be done online. There are just a variety of different ways to get this done. So it's not quite as burdensome and expensive as it might be sounding.
Jason, I'm going to mention that website address one more time. There may be someone who has a pencil or a pen and a piece of paper, and they want us to repeat it. The website for New York State on this topic, again, is www.ny.gov/combating-sexual-harassment-workplace/employers. And again, please feel free to call the Building and Realty Institute at 914-273-0730. We will be happy to email you that link. We will be happy to dictate that link to you. Or as Jason mentioned earlier, you could always go to your search engine, put the phrase to describe the topic we're talking about into your search engine, and you'll eventually find that website.
Hey, Jeff, one thing that didn't come up in our insurance discussion.
Okay.
Many companies have what's called an umbrella insurance policy, And I get all the time confusion with respect to what an umbrella insurance policy is. Many people think that because the name is frankly a misnomer, that an umbrella insurance policy covers anything and everything. That if you have an umbrella policy, whatever type of insurance claim you have, that's what the umbrella is for. In fact, that is absolutely not the case. An umbrella policy really just provides more dollar amounts of insurance for other types of policies that you might have, like your general liability insurance, which is for slips and falls and property damage, or auto liability insurance. The umbrella goes over the top of those policies and provides more available insurance dollars to address a claim. But umbrella policies do not cover the types of claims that employment practices liability policies do, like sexual harassment claims, and they do not typically go over the top of or provide more insurance in addition to the employment practices policy. An employment practices policy is most often a standalone separate policy that needs to be purchased separately.
So simply put, don't assume that your umbrella policy is going to help you meet these requirements or protect you. I guess that's the basic way to put it, absolutely.
Correct.
We want to stress, Jason and I want to stress to members of the building, realty, and construction industry, the Building and Realty Institute will soon be announcing its schedule of dates involving the training, okay, the training requirements of this statewide mandate. Keep an eye on your email. The Building and Realty Institute is working with Levitt First Associates on coordinating these seminars. They will be held quite consistently on a periodic basis so that all of our members and members of the building, realty, and construction industry can meet this new New York State requirement. And again, this involves all employers, small businesses, medium businesses, large-sized businesses. It is mandatory. So if you're a member of the building, realty, or construction industry, or a member of the building and Realty Institute, keep your eyes out. We will be announcing the dates of these seminars. These training seminars are very, very important. And again, the date for compliance, October 9th, 2019. That is the date. That actually was changed. It was actually an earlier date, correct, Jason? It was actually an earlier date.
I think in an earlier version of the law, they were looking to get it done sooner, but it's October at this point.
It is now October 9th, 2019. Again, that's October 9th, 2019.
Yeah.
It's 11:55 a.m. here on WVOX, 1460 a.m. You're listening to Building Knowledge with the Building and Realty Institute, the official radio program of the Building and Realty Institute. Jason, are there any other points you think that we should stress regarding this important and complex topic?
I would point out that despite the fact that the training requirement is October 9th of next year, that this is a pretty important topic. I think everybody is well aware, given what's transpired and played out in the news over the past couple of years. Sexual harassment claims can be devastating to the individual that they're levied against, whether true or not, and can be devastating to a company and distracting. So this training is done better sooner rather than later, and I would just reemphasize that now is a good time to have it's the new year, have your insurance reviewed with you by your broker, ask him or her if you have employment practices liability insurance, and if not, you may want to get a proposal in order to address this aspect of risk.
Again, Jason Schisciano and his partner Ken First wrote an excellent article on this topic. It is in the bi-monthly publication of the Building and Realty Institute. It is called Impact Newspaper. Please go to buildersinstitute.org, hit Impact News on the homepage of the website of the Building and Realty Institute. Scroll down, hit OCT / NOV. The story begins on page 2, the Levitt First story. And again, there is also another report from Matthew Personas, Chief Labor Counsel to the Building and Realty Institute, on this important and complex topic. Jason, we have about 2 minutes left. Can you re-review what Levitt First offers to members of the building, realty, and construction industry, as well as the general business sector?
Sure, Jeff. We primarily do property and casualty insurance for all types of businesses, in particular construction and real estate-oriented operations, as well as surety bonding for the construction industry. And then we also do personal insurance. One thing that we didn't mention earlier is that that Levitt First manages two safety groups, workers' compensation safety groups, that provide discounted insurance for the real estate and construction industries, and people can call the BRI for information on that.
Absolutely. The construction division is New York State Workers' Compensation Group 458, and the realty division is New York State Workers' Compensation Group 530. Please call the Building and Realty Institute at 914-273-0730 for further information. That number again is 914-273-0730. Jason Schisciano, co-president of Levitt First, we thank you so very much for joining us this morning on Building Knowledge with the Building and Realty Institute. If our listeners have any questions on this complex and important topic, please feel free to call Jason at 914-457-4200 or the BRI at 914-273-0730. We thank you for joining us here on Building Knowledge. Please join us again next Friday at 11:30 a.m. here on WVOX 1460 a.m. This is Jeff Hanley saying have a great weekend.